live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mark Gaffney, who is president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Thank you for having me with you.
Well, it's my pleasure to be speaking with you. When I read some news over the weekend, I wanted to get a hold of you. And I'm pleased that you had some time for me this evening. The Emergency Financial Managers Act that went into effect last month after being signed by Governor Rick Snyder. As far as I know, this is the first time one has come in to do what it was intended to do, and that is in the city of Benton Harbor. What are you aware of in terms of that city with their emergency financial manager?
Benton Harbor has had a financial manager for a while. I don't know exactly how long. There's a half a dozen cities in Michigan that do have one in place. Mm-hmm. Detroit Public Schools, for example, with Robert Bob. What changed is this financial manager in Benton Harbor, named Joseph Harris, he took the new law and is implementing, I would say, broad parts of it. And so he's adding to the powers that he had prior to the law coming into place. Basically, what he's done is he's dismissed the city council, any authorities that are there making decisions in the city, and any and all commissions that are there previously making decisions in the city. So there's no city council, there's no city board, there's no city commission, or there's no city authority that can make any decisions, just Mr. Harris.
And what I found interesting about this as well, Mr. Harris had said that he would not dissolve the commissions. They still exist, according to what I have read, but the only powers they have after the restricted power he gave them on Friday was limited them to calling meetings to order, adjourning meetings, and approving minutes at those meetings.
That's it. That's it. He's, in essence, saying to them, I don't want your advice. I don't want any benefit of your experience. I don't want any of your thoughts, suggestions, or ideas. He's going to take this on all himself. And, of course, that was one of our complaints about this legislation, one of our criticisms of it as it was written and as it went quite quickly through the legislature. This just puts too much authority in one person's hands.
Well, and there are several folks who have said that that it removes democracy, and the folks that the people voted for to put into power are now dismissed effectively. That is what has been said.
That's it. I agree with that, frankly, and I think a lot of people in the state of Michigan agree with that. Look, these representatives may not be perfect. They may have argued, but they were duly elected through the democratic system. And just saying to them, you have three duties, call a meeting, adjourn a meeting, and read the minutes, that's almost absurd. But what it certainly is undemocratic. Where do the citizens of Benton Harbor go to get information, to get answers, to lodge a complaint, to, as we say in the U.S. Constitution, redress their grievances? They have no place now. They have no representatives.
Now, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you, sir. What about those folks who say that Benton Harbor or any other city or municipality that is in such a position that they're financially in crisis, serious crisis enough for an emergency financial manager to step in with these kinds of acts, that it was so mismanaged this had to be done? What is your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, number one, he's been there a while, so he's been part of the recent management. What I'm assuming now, let me be clear, I'm making an assumption that what I think he found difficult was democracy. Democracy can be messy. People disagree. They sit in and they argue. But to say democracy is in the way of fixing this city, that's a dangerous path to go down.
Now, my understanding also is the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of Michigan, is filing FOIA requests and trying to kind of take a look at this law again.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of people are doing that. Look, folks should be very concerned if they've read in their local paper that the school district is having financial troubles. That's a possibility for a financial manager. If their cities, and there's a list now of about 40 cities that are on the bubble, as we say, that are having financial problems and are possible places for an emergency financial manager. Again, this person makes all of the decisions on their own. They can cancel. Not only, you're talking to the guy from the AFL-CIO, mm-hmm. right? So I'm concerned about the labor contracts. But they can cancel every other single contract in the middle of the term. Small business person providing laundry services to the city, contract ends. It can go to the city manager's relative. We're not saying it will, but it could. The law reads the way that it could. And every contract, by the way, school busing, who plows the streets, and then all those other decisions in cities and schools. Should we merge? Should we stop having our own fire or police department and contract with a neighboring municipality? Should we not have athletics at the school? Should we stop school busing because the manager doesn't think we can afford it? All of those decisions now made by one person without citizen input and without the input of the duly democratically elected representatives.
Well, and when this law was in process, before it was signed by the governor, talked with several people from both sides of the issue, and that was a big concern, and I was going there next, sir, talking about collective bargaining in the state, and many have called this an attack on collective bargaining, yet another one.
Well, I think it can be, and of course, again, it depends how the financial manager acts and what he or she does, but the law certainly allows them to end a contract, even in the middle of the term, and the law allows them to go without renewing it for up to 5 years. So instead of the terms and conditions that people thought they were working under, and had worked out in a legally binding contract with their municipality, that would end. That would be replaced by, again, this one individual's decisions. And it would not, the act of collective bargaining, the act of negotiating over wages, benefits, terms of work, would not have to be reinstated for 5 years.
Do you see any merit, sir, to an emergency financial manager stepping in?
I don't know who Eddie Barrett is. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Do you see any merit, anything good from an emergency financial manager stepping in?
Well, look, we don't know how this is going to work yet. I assume you could have, I'm sorry, I did misunderstand. I'm sure you could have a financial manager whose name might be Eddie, right? who would say, City Council, in the end, I'm going to make the decisions, but I want to hear from all of you. I want you to continue to meet. Citizens, I want to hear from all of you. Union, small businesses that do business with the city, I want to hear from you. I'm going to set up a formal way to do that, and I'm going to be transparent about my decisions. I assume you could have a manager that does that. But again, our criticism of the law is it doesn't mandate that. It doesn't even suggest that. No transparency. We will not know how or why these folks, these managers, made the decisions they made.
Okay. Well, Mark, I appreciate your time this evening very much as we go through this process. We'll follow this along as it goes, and I appreciate your input this evening.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Speaking with Mark Gaffney, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this on 1320 WILS.